In this week's edition of Spotlight, Dominik Yoon takes us to Prague's famous TV tower in Žižkov, where he found himself actually in the middle of a veritable spring clean.
I'm standing in Prague's Žižkov area in a small park, and in front of me are three steel concrete tubes shooting up into the sky because I'm in front of the Žižkov television tower, which is just marking 20 years since it opened in 1992, where it started operation. Construction on it began in 1985, still under the communist regime. Many Prague people despise this building, and others love it. It's 216 meters tall. It was designed by architect Václav Aulický. There's a restaurant up at 66 meters and a viewing cabin at 93 meters. In the year 2000, the sculptor David Černý adorned this rocket-like structure with several crawling baby statues. So we're going to go and talk to somebody inside and learn more about this structure. So I've just met with Roman Lein, who's the representative of Oriatea, which is a company that's just secured a 25-year lease on the television tower. We're up in the 66-meter-high restaurant. However, it's a building site at the moment. It's just being reconstructed. So I'm going to ask Mr. Lein, what's happening here?
Takže v současné době probíhá rekonstrukce restaurační části.
Presently, reconstruction is underway on the restaurant section. After that, renovation will take place of the observatory above us. At this point, the raw demolition work has been completed, and efforts will be shifting towards the creation of new interiors for the restaurant.
Práce na interiérech v oblasti restaurace.
And tell me about this new the ownership of the Ortea. Has tell me who what's happened with that? Who owns the place now, and why it changed hands?
Takže v současné době vlastníkem českých radiokomunikací jsou australské.
At present, the owners of the firm which owns the tower are Australian investors, and we have a lease agreement effectively for 25 years with the stipulation that we invest in this site, and then we spend the next 2.5 decades running the restaurant park and the garages at the bottom of the structure.
Tady 25 let provozovat restauraci, park i garážový stání dole, co jsou.
This tower primarily operates as a communication tower or a tourist spot for eating and visiting.
České radiokomunikace mají tuto věž jako.
It's used primarily for telecommunication purposes, while we have a lease on all the public places, including the restaurant, for the purposes of serving tourists.
Turismus a pro všechny restaurační zařízení a tak dále budeme provozovat my, naše společnost.
And many Czechs have differing opinions about this tower. Some people hate it, some people love it. What's your personal view?
Tak pro nás jako pro obchodníky, které budou provozovat tady.
For our purposes aiming to run the place for tourists, it is actually an advantage that this structure was once voted the second ugliest on earth. That presents a marketing advantage, as people will certainly be interested in seeing such an infamous place.
Jak vypadá nejošklivější stavba, nebo druhá nejošklivější stavba světa.
Can I ask you a little bit about the history of this tower from what you know? Why was it built?
Tuhle tu věž začali stavět za minulého režimu, to znamená komunisti.
Building started during the former regime, but it wasn't opened until just after the Velvet Revolution. And now we're marking 20 years since the opening of the publicly accessible part of the tower. I don't fully know why it was built, but I do know that it still serves some kind of military purpose because military staff often visit here. But at the same time, it functions to provide a telecommunications hub. Broadcasts began 21 years ago, and the public part only opened a year after that.
Rok poté se otevřela veřejná část, aby byla přístupná veřejnosti.
And what will be different here? Why did this? Was it in desperate need of renovation? The tower.
My jsme trošku změnili pohled, vnitřní pohled té věže.
We are slightly changing the interior of the tower because in the past there was an unnecessarily large number of rooms here. lots of catacombs, and visitors would become disoriented as to where exactly they were. So we've entirely demolished the interior, and we will do the same in the observatory so that everyone who enters the tower will be able to have a 360-degree view and know exactly where they are.
Observatoře v současné době to není vůbec, tam se ztratíte v zásadě, a v restauraci to bylo původně taky.
And what do you think of the view? Does it still, you work here every day, does it still inspire you? Do you think it's a great view of Prague here?
Jo, já myslím, že na tom my budeme stavit vlastně naši politiku, že ten výhled je...
Yes, and that will form the basis of our marketing approach, that the restaurant will provide the greatest view of Prague.
Praze, protože bude mít krásný výhled na všechny světové strany a s tím hodláme pracovat.
So when will this renovation be completed?
My předpokládáme otevření, by mělo být 1. 6.
Our target date at the moment is June the 1st.
1. Okay, so we're just stepping into the service elevator and we are now going up to the viewing platform, the viewing area, which is
ninth floor.
So what's above? There's a space where people are not allowed to go that's even higher. So how high can a human being go?
The public isn't allowed any higher from here on. Those are purely technical floors.
Right, so you can't go there either.
No.
Okay. So we're at the top of the tower as far as tourist visitors are concerned. 93 meters high, and there's various people here, and there's loads of windows so people can look out and see a panoramic view of Prague, which is quite wonderful today. It's a remarkably clear February day. So what can we see here?
Z observatoře můžeme vidět vlastně celou Prahu ze všech stran.
We can see all of Prague from the observatory here. There are three cupolas up here and they basically enable a 360-degree view of the city. When the weather is good, you can even see the Krkonoše Mountains and the Great Peak in Vršovice, if the weather is good enough. Sadly, though, today it isn't, and although you can make it out a little, from this kopula we can see the old town, the castle, and the entire center of Prague.
So, Krkonoše, how far away is that? Is that like 200 kilometers?
180 kilometers.
So we're now going to have a look to the other side, which faces in the opposite direction. And here we have a view, this is a view east, so we're now looking eastwards. So how many people come here every day to the tower?
V současnosti sem chodí průměrně 200 lidí denně.
Presently it's about 200 visitors a day all year round, and that is before the reconstruction is complete. We will obviously try to increase that, but right now we haven't undertaken any advertising of the fact that this place is having a makeover, and we won't be doing that until we've reopened.
And what do you think of the David Černý's babies on the tower?
I like it and I think it belongs here as much as the tower itself. Tourists certainly like it and find it interesting too.
So once the restaurant reconstruction is complete, you're going to be doing some reconstruction here as well?
The reconstruction will take place while keeping the place partially open so as to minimize disruption. If a visitor has come all the way here, we don't want to be telling them that we're closed. We'll be doing the same thing as with the restaurant, demolishing a lot of walls to make the place more open and to create a truly panoramic view. So that visitors coming up here have more than the view, we'll also be adding interactive touch screens and internet-based features so they can learn about key places, historical figures, and moments in history of Prague and the Czech Republic.
Roman Lein was showing Prague's famous television tower to Dominik Jun in this week's edition of Spotlight.